Brooklands Radio presents Surrey Business Affairs with Jackie Mitchell.
Hello and welcome to Surrey Business Affairs with me, Jackie Mitchell. We'll be covering subjects relating to business, the challenges facing businesses in the area, as well as new opportunities and innovations. But to start with, I'd like to welcome our first guest to the studio, Julie Watts from Julie Watts Family Law. Hello, Julie.
Hi, Jackie. Nice to be here.
Oh, nice to see you. Thank you very much for joining us.
That's okay.
So before you started up your practice, what did you do?
I've been a solicitor for over 20 years, specialising in family law. And I decided back in 2015, in fact, it's 2 years ago today when I opened up my own business.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. I decided that it would be beneficial for people to have legal advice in a slightly different way. One of the issues whilst practising as a family law solicitor in traditional firms of solicitors, became very apparent that people couldn't really afford the kind of fees that they were being charged. One of the things I always used to say to my clients was that I couldn't afford myself, for example. So I decided that what people really wanted was some really good quality expert advice, but a lot of the things they can actually do themselves. So, for example, if you use a traditional firm solicitors, the firm solicitors would be filling in your forms, you know, doing all the paperwork and charging a significant amount for
that. Yes, because they have a charge, don't they, per email.
Exactly. And, well, most firms of solicitors would charge on six-minute units. That's the kind of historical way of charging. And it occurred to me that a lot of people could actually do a lot of things themselves. You know, the admin, most of us can type, however slowly nowadays. And what my clients really wanted was they wanted to know they were doing it properly, they were doing it correctly, and they had the legal advice and obviously emotional support when they're going through a difficult divorce or separation. So I decided to set up Julie Watts Family Law. I'm now what they call a non-practicing solicitor.
And what does that mean?
That's very hard to define. obviously, I'm still a solicitor. I'm on the roll of solicitors. I'm a member of the Law Society. But I've chosen not to have a current practicing certificate. If you're a solicitor working in a firm of solicitors, you have an annual practicing certificate. Without a practicing certificate, it means that all my clients are litigants in person. So one of the main practical differences is that I wouldn't write a letter on solicitor's headed note paper on behalf of my client. If my client needs to write a letter, then they will. I will help them draft it, and they send it and sign it. So as a non-practicing solicitor, I don't conduct litigation. So I would help all my clients fill in any forms for court, such as a divorce petition, for example, but then the client would sign it, they would post it off. So there's no correspondence coming through me.
Sure.
And obviously, in turn, that's what makes it much more cost-effective.
Sure. So when you say it's cost-effective, how much less do they pay coming to you?
I would say that it's between a third and a fifth of the cost of going to a traditional firm of solicitors. I've had clients who have found me after spending something like £70,000 or £80,000 using a firm of solicitors, and obviously have got to a point where they've thought, I can't afford this anymore, or this isn't actually getting me anywhere.
Yes.
And that's when they find me, because they decide to take control of their own case. It is their life, after all. And they just want all the quality legal advice and input and my experience to help them and support them through it, whatever they're going through.
And there's been a demise in legal aid too, hasn't there?
There has indeed. And obviously that started to kind of disappear towards 2012. Now legal aid is only available for people in family cases if they've got evidence of being a victim of domestic violence. So I began to realise that so few people could really afford to access the help they so desperately needed. So a lot of my clients may have been people that would have qualified for legal aid in the old days, as it were. But equally, a lot of my clients come to me because they just actually want to do things differently.
Sure. How successful are they with you guiding them and holding their hand? How successful are your clients?
Very successful. And in fact, I think that another benefit of how I'm working now is that it makes the client feel empowered, because I have lots of people, often ladies, who maybe thought that they couldn't do anything about their domestic or family situation because they simply couldn't afford afford to spend the money on legal advice. And of course, they realise that they can actually do something about it with my help.
Yes, and who are your typical clients? Is it people going through divorce? Is
that, yes, that, I mean, divorce, separation. I deal a lot with children cases, people who maybe haven't got a relationship with their children or have some contact, but it's not what they would like. Also, all the financial issues that result as people deciding to divorce or separate.
And what about custody? Is that another area?
Yes,
that
I mean, custody, in actual fact, is a term that's not used anymore. We have what we call child arrangements. So usually there would be a resident parent and obviously a non-resident parent. But indeed, the courts are much more moving towards what we call shared care now, which is great news for dads.
Right. And you've been in business for 2 years. So how did it feel to leave a huge law firm, start up on your own? How did you feel?
It felt absolutely brilliant, to be honest, because I think I got to a point in my own personal life after, you know, working within law firms for 20 plus years that I, in fact, I wanted to be self-employed. I wanted to have some degree of autonomy. And I haven't regretted it for one single moment over the last 2 years.
And how did you start up? How did you find your clients?
Well, obviously, I've been known for many years as a family law solicitor in Surrey. So I have clients who maybe I had when I was a traditional practicing solicitor, who are happier now that I'm dealing with things the way that I am. I have lots of word of mouth. I also do work with Families Need Fathers.
But
Families Need Fathers, who are, in fact, we deal with Families Need Mothers as well and grandparents, but they basically is a voluntary group for dads who maybe are struggling to maintain relationship with their children. And I attend their monthly meetings and give legal advice there. I get clients from all weird and wonderful places and certainly from all different walks of life.
And when you started up, what was the biggest challenge for you?
Gosh, I try to remember now. I suppose, on a personal level, it was actually kind of managing my time, because you know, it's not a kind of 9-to-5 environment. And in fact, one of the things that I pride myself on is the fact that I am flexible. So often I will meet clients early evening, because obviously it's difficult for some people to take time off work. Mm. And so, certainly on a personal level, the challenge was actually being self-employed and working out how to manage that time, because it's very easy for work to spill into time and areas when potentially it shouldn't.
Yes, and so how did you take control of that?
I suppose it's just gradually. I've kind of learnt how to...
Yes, did you work to timesheets, something like that?
No, I think I just kind of know that if it's got to a certain point or it is the weekend or whatever, I'm not necessarily going to always answer the phone or answer every email straight away. Having said that, of course, my clients know that they can contact me at any point in time, because obviously sometimes they're in a situation where they just need to have a word and they've got an urgent concern.
Sure.
It's kind of actually, I suppose I'm one of those people anyway that feel the immediate need to respond to emails and things like that. And it's just realizing that, okay, you know, I can actually take a bit of time before I do that.
So how do you find new clients?
Obviously I a lot of word of mouth, especially because what I'm doing, how I'm dealing with my work is so unusual. I think there's only about 5 or 6 of us non-practicing solicitors throughout the country that are actually working now in this way. So a lot of people find me because that's actually how they want to deal with their family law problem. As I said, a lot of word of mouth and recommendations. I do actually have some adverts out there as well.
And do you find it seasonal? Because I've heard from other solicitors that they get an awful lot of inquiries for divorces after the summer holidays and after Christmas.
Yes, I mean,
that's
the classic. Yes, but the first working day back after the Christmas holidays in January is divorce day or whatever this media
like to call it.
Is that true?
I
mean, I wouldn't say it was, actually. I mean, I think that, you know, it's unlikely that people are just going to have Christmas and that's it. You know, first day back, I'm going to get a solicitor. You know, it doesn't really work like that. I have a lot of clients who might be unhappy and thinking that they might go their separate ways, but want to know roughly how that might work. And sometimes I will see somebody and we'll have that initial conversation and maybe they won't come back for 6 months because they've thought about it. They may have even hopefully tried some kind of relationship counselling, which I would always recommend before people do decide that they have to go their separate ways. So sometimes it's a it's actually quite a long process, understandably, when people are thinking about leaving a marriage.
Of course, of course. And I also see you're a member of the Society of Professional Mackenzie Friends.
Yes.
What is that exactly?
When I'm in court with clients, my role in court is as a Mackenzie Friend. As a non-practicing solicitor, I don't have automatic rights of audience, which means that I don't automatically have the right to be able to speak to the judge on behalf of my client. Having said that, because I'm so well known locally in the courts and by lots of the judges over many years, they're always very pleased to see me when I do attend court with a client, and often they will say, oh, you know, what do you think, Mrs. Watts? So technically when I'm in court, I'm there as a Mackenzie Friend, which means I can sit with my client, I can support them, I can write notes to them, I can whisper to them, and also once again, that clients find that very empowering, because if you're represented by a traditional solicitor or a barrister, then as the client, you just have to sit there and you're not able to say anything. And I think that's quite difficult for some people.
Sure.
My clients are able to have their voice heard, but knowing that they're doing it in the best way they can because they've got me sitting next to them.
Absolutely. Okay, well, thank you very much for coming in,
Julie. It's been delightful.
That's fantastic. Could you give us your website details?
Yes, indeed. It's www.juliewattsfamilylaw.co.uk.
Okay, thank you very much. That was Julie Watts from Julie Watts Family Law.
You're listening to Surrey Business Affairs on Brooklyn's Radio. For and about local businesses in Surrey.